The governor and lieutenant governor have been saying it over and over. Wear a mask. Practice physical distancing. On Monday, experts at the Jacobs School of Medicine at the University at Buffalo provided data including projections of new hospitalization cases if fewer people were to continue wearing masks heading into September.
We could share that with the other states, the states that up until now have not had a directive from their governors.
Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul says New York State has gone too far to fall backward now, while other states have not had as comprehensive a plan to protect their publics. Dr. Thomas Russo, who heads the Division of Infectious Diseases at the Jacobs School of Medicine, offered his opinion on the state's decision to leave some businesses closed at the start of Phase 4. They include malls, movie theaters, and gyms. He considers the latter the riskiest to reopen.
When you have a situation indoors, we know indoors is riskier than outdoors. Okay, gyms are going to be indoors for the most part. And when everyone could use masks, it's safer. But in gyms, when people are exercising hard, they're either going to be reluctant to or often feel that they can't wear masks. And when you exercise hard, you generate a lot more respiratory secretions. It'll go a lot further.
A group of gyms is planning a class action lawsuit against the Cuomo administration. Hochul, when asked about litigation, says the state gets sued all the time. But
I will defend a lawsuit where the state of New York stands up and says every step we took was to adhere to our requirement. That is, government officials, we protect the health, safety, and welfare of our citizens. I think we win that one.
Hochul defends all the actions the state has taken against COVID and suggests New York is currently the safest of states for kids. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.